We're starting Masechet Terumot. The Torah says that when someone harvests his field, so he has to take off truma for the kohen. What is truma? So the Torah doesn't give us a measurement. Rabbanan said either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, as we will see in Yitzchem the Mishnah. The truma must be eaten by the kohen in purity. If it becomes defiled, he may not eat it. Yisrael is forbidden from eating truma. Before we take off trumas and maestros from the fruits, they are tevel, which is prohibited for Israel and a kohen. Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tomu en tumatan tuma. Should I translate every word? Or?
No.
Okay, there are five situations where a person, the chatchila, shouldn't be mafresh truma, but if he is, then it's chal, b'dievet. Hachiresh v'ashote v'akatan. The mission is going to define what a chiresh is. It says, me'et kol ish. So we say, daber b'nei Israel, v'ikulit umah me'et kol ish. So ish to the exclusion of a minor, katan. Asher idvenu libo, to the exclusion of someone whose heart is not in his control. So they don't give truma. Okay. So, v'zot ha'tumah asher tikhu me'itam. It has to be theirs, me'itam, from those that own it. And toremet she'ino shelo, someone who's mafresh truma on something that's not his. Oved kochavim shetaram shel Yisrael afilu b'rashut en tumato tumah. Okay. So the fifth one, his truma is not even chal because it's the veil b'nei Yisrael. Says Beis, Chereshem deber v'eno shomea lo yitrom v'im toram tumto tumal. Lechatchila he shouldn't be, because he won't hear his bracha. But b'dievet is yotze if he was mafresh. V'im toram tumato tuma. Chereshet shedibru dor chachamim b'chol makom she'eno lo shomea v'lo mdeber. And in all of Shas, Cheresh is one who can't hear or talk. Katan shelo avi shtei se'arot. Rabbi Yehuda omer tumato tuma. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan ish prat lekata. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imad shelo balonat nedarim, en tumato tuma, when he's under 12, or a girl under 11, so he can't make a neder altogether, then his truma isn't chal either. But once he reaches the age of 11 for a girl or 12 for a boy, so then if he knows what he's talking about, his neder is a neder, and so is his truma, and here you see that nedarim and trumos have the same geder. What do we see in these first three mishnayot? The first Mishnah said there are four whose truma is only chal b'dieved, but the chatchila they shouldn't. There are five whose truma is not even chal b'dieved. They're lacking das. Cheresh, shote, katan. The katan is from ish, yidvenu libot to the exclusion of cheresh and shote. B'nei sheino shelo asher tikhu meitam, to the exclusion of who's not. And b'nei Yisrael to the exclusion of akum. We said that if a cheresh could talk, the chatchila shouldn't be mafresh truma because he can't hear his bracha, and that a cheresh throughout Shas is one who can't talk or listen or hear, and a katan, so then Rabbi Yehuda says he could be mafresh truma, and Rabbi Yossi says only if he reaches the stage of nedarim, and our rule is the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yossi. Dalet, en tomin zeitin al hashemen velo anavim al hayayin. If you have oil that's chayv in truma, and you have olives that are chayv in truma, you can't do from one on the other. Because the Torah says, "Kadagan mina goren," just like grain from the silo. So we say the pasuk is coming to tell me it has to be from something finished on something finished. So olives that are not yet oil, they're not a finished product. So v'im tamu, what happens if you did it? Okay, so Mishnah says you shouldn't lechatchila be torim zait al shemen or anavim al yain. But if you did, let's say you had a pile of olives, so your mafresh truma from the olives on the olives plus on the oil. So Beis Shammai say, okay, what you did for the olives at least works. Because your intention was to cover two things, so the truma wasn't chal even on the half that it could have been chal. It's as though you didn't do anything. If a person has a pile of grain that's chayav truma, he can't take leket shik chapeya that really belong to the poor, so he can't use them to be for truma. Hefker was never chayiv in truma, because we darshan uvalevi ken lo chelik v'nachala imach. It has to be something that he has no portion. But Hefker, we all have the same portion. So Truma and Meiser is only from something you have that the Levi doesn't have. But Hefker, that's something that we're all equal for. So there, you can't be, that's not Chayv and Truma and Meiser. Same thing, the truth is with Leket Shekham Peya. There's a discussion why the Rav gave the pshat we said. You have Meiser Rishon that you haven't yet been Mafresh Trumas Meiser on, right? So then you have another pile that's Chayv Truma Gedola, not Trumas Meiser. So the Mishnah says you can't take off, if you have Meiser Rishon that you already took off Trumas Meiser, you can't take off Truma Gedola on it. But here you see from the Mishnah that let's say you had not yet taken off Trumas Meiser, meaning after the Levi gets his Meiser Rishon, he has to take off a tenth of his tenth as Trumas Meiser. What happens if you didn't take that off yet? Then the Mishnah says you could make a truma. And that's a special drasha that the Sifri says. This happens to be Machlok Shishon and what's pshat in the drasha. But we're going with the Rav's pshat, that if a Levi wants to make Maaser Rishon truma gedola, he may, because it says, Ki et masal bnei Yisrael she'erimu l'Hashem teruma. Hashem says, I've given the Levim the Maaser, which Am Yisrael takes off as their truma. So what does the pasuk mean? From your Chazal Darshin, that you can make Maaser into truma. That if a Levi wants to take all his Maaser and make it into truma, he could do that. But the pasuk says, et mikdesho mimenu, provided that kodsho is betocho, that you still have the holy Trumas Maaser within the Maaser. If you took off Trumas Maaser already, if the Levi took off his Trumas Maaser, then that Maaser is finished. It cannot become Truma anymore. So again, the Mishnah says, if you want to take off Truma, you can't take the Matnos Anim, you can't take the stuff that belongs to the poor, like a Chik Chapeya. You can't take Hefker, because there you and the Levi are equal, and the Pasuk says, Ki in lo chelek v'nachala imach. It has to be something that he has no portion in. You cannot take off Meiser Truma from Meiser Rishon that you took off Truma's Meiser from, which we inferred to mean, but if you didn't take off Truma's Meiser, you could make your Meiser into Truma. Once you redeem Meiser Sheni and Hegdesh, so that's it, it's yours. You can't use it, that can't become Truma, it's not Tevel. Now, this Tana holds a Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavo. And that's why he assumes that you understand that the Meiser Sheni belongs to Hashem, it's not yours till you redeem it. So obviously you can't make it into Truma. His point is even after you redeemed it, you can't. But before you redeemed it, it's obvious to him that you can't. Okay. And the chiddush here is that sometimes you could take off Meiser Sheni before Truma Gedola. You could take off Meiser Rishon. Okay. Meaning it's only Chayv and Truma Gedola, Truma, after you set it up and you finished off, you did your final thing, flattening out what's called miruach hakri, flattening out the pile. When you finished, when it's a final product, you flatten out the pile of the grains, then it's chayv and truma. You brought it home, you flattened it out, that's it. What happens if outside in the field, before it was chayv and truma, you took off maaser rishon? So that's kosher. The Levi's getting a larger portion because you never took off truma gedola. Fine. Same thing with maaser sheni. So you think, okay, I have Meiser Sheni here that never fulfilled its obligation of Truma Gedola, because it was taken, we circumvented the coin. So maybe I can make it into Truma? No, you can't. And Hegdish, the same thing. If you took Hegdish, if you took grain that you didn't take off Truma from, and you dedicated it to Hegdish, and then the Gizbar, the Hegdish representative, finished off the grain, so now it should be Chayv and Truma, but it's not, because it belongs to Hegdish. So now you redeem it, it was never Chayv and Truma, maybe now you can make that into Truma? No. Even though it never had a Chiv, because Hegdish isn't Chayv and Truma. So if it was Miruach by Hegdish, so even if afterwards you're going to redeem it, you can't make it into Truma.
It's not, after it's redeemed, it's not Chayv and Truma at all.
Right. And you can't even make it into Truma. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If you have things that are grown enough that they're Chayav in Truma, they've reached a third of their growth, and you have Ptu, you have other stuff that was harvested before it reached the growth that it's Chayav, nor the inverse of that. If you have fruits that you can't take off from one or the other. Once it reached a third of its growth, it's chayiv truma. Less than that, it's not. So you can't take off from one on the other what's chayiv on what's not, or what's not on what is. V'lo min atalush al amchubar. It says v'aremotem mimenu. You lift out of it the truma. So it has to be something that it and what you lift are not connected to the ground. So you can't take off truma from what you have in your hand on what's connected to the ground. V'lo min amchubar al atalush, nor the inverse. Every year has its own truma. You can't take off from one year to the other. It says Ayotzeh Asadeh Shana Shana. Velo miperot arzeh perot chutz al haaretz. Even though there's technically you're only chayv truma in Eretz Yisrael, but you have parts of chutzarts that midrabanan chazal were mechayev. So you can't take off from Eretz Yisrael on chutzarts. Lo miperot chutz al haaretz perot haaretz. Vim tamun tuntan tuman. All the cases of the Mishnah, even with the Eved, it's not chal. So what do we see? We saw Mishnah Dalid that you can't take off olives and grapes on wine and oil. And if you try to do olives on a group of olives plus oil, Bishamai say it's chal at least on the olives, and Beisel say it isn't. Then our Mishnah gave us a list of things that are not chal even with the Evet. If you use the poor's money, you used hefker, you used Maiser Rishon after you took off Trumas Maiser from the Maiser Rishon, you took off from Maiser Sheni Nekdash, even if it was Maiser Sheni that never had Truma Gedola, because you circumvented the coin. So the Tana holds, for sure if you didn't redeem it, it belongs to Hashem. That's what he holds. It's a machlokas, whether it's your money or Hashem's money. But for sure, then you can't make truma. The Tana says even after you redeemed it, and egg the same thing. If the miruach hakri was by the gizbar, still you can't be mafresh that as truma. And if you have crops that brought a third of their growth, and those that didn't, you can't take off from one on the other. Once it's a third, it's five, and otherwise not. It has to be that they're both harvested. You can't have one of them attached to the ground. And you can't take from one year on another year, or the fruits of Eretz Yisrael on Chutzart. And all of these, even b'dieved, are not chal. Mishnah Vav, chamisha lo yitromu. Notice that we came back to the number five, which we started our parak with. Five should not, v'im tamut umatan tuma, but b'dieved it is chal. Ha'ilem, one who cannot talk. V'ashikor. So we said the following people shouldn't be mafresh. The first is, any limb. Something happened, he can't make the bracha. So, okay, can't make the bracha. Shikor, he's drunk, he doesn't have, he's also, we're concerned that, he's not with it, the shikor. The arom, if he's naked again, he can't make a bracha. Suma, so, ubal keri, loitomo, someone who's blind, and someone who is a bal keri, again, this is during the time that they can't make a bracha. Vintamutum tantuma, but the evidence is, chal. Okay, shikor and suma, one understanding is they won't be able to focus things correctly. The other is they won't be able to choose the nicer parts. And the Torah says, mikol chelbot mikdesho. Lechatchila, you have to choose the better parts of the crop, that should be the truma. Don't choose the rotten. And the suma can't choose things so well if he's blind.
And I mean, it should be better. I mean, meitav sedeu?
Yeah. Meitav sedeu. It's called chelbo. The chatchila, you choose the, you have a bunch of grain, choose the grain that's nicer.
But it was up to the mafresh what he wanted to do.
Right, that's the amount. But as far as the quality, you have an apple, sugalif, sugbet, sugimel. The chatchila, the truma should be sugalif. That's why the chatchila, someone who cannot discern, shouldn't be mafresh. The responsibility that should be chelbo, we darshin from pasuk seems to be. Zain, en tomin lo midav lo mishkav lo minyan. You shouldn't measure, because the Torah says nechshav lachem trumatchem. Meaning, you estimate. The Torah didn't give you an amount. So that's why Chazal said, don't measure. Mida, measurement, mishkal, weight, minyan, counting, av toremu, tamadud, v'tashkul, v'tamanui. But if you have an account of what it weighs, etc., you have a measurement of what it is, you could still be mafresh. Chazal just didn't want you to measure what you're mafresh.
What does that have to do with the 60th, 50th, 40th?
You estimate.
Estimate.
En tomin besalu vekupa shem shel mida. If you have a bucket that has a measurement, you know, it's a liter. Don't use that because people will think, you're measuring what you're being mafresh. And then, no, midoraisa, you're not supposed to measure. You could use it half full, a third full, because again, you're estimating, so that's okay. Even though it's a liter bottle, But you could fill it halfway, because that's not a measurement. Lo yitrom b'se'ah chetziah shechetziah midah. There's one instrument that's called a se'ah, where the half mark is marked off. So that's even if you'll have fill it halfway, that's also going to seem like you measured it. Entomin shemen al zeitim anichtashim. Don't be mafresh oil on olives that are in the press. Velo yain al anavim anidrachim, nor wine on grapes that are in the press. Vim taram tumto tuma. But the evidence is truma, v'yachzov v'yitrom, and then be mafresh again, midrabanan. Really midoraisa, it's chal. But midrabanan, they told him to do it again. What did Chazal want here? Why did Chazal say not to do it? Chazal said not to do it. I don't remember why. Why did Chazal not want us to do it? Not mishem nazitim ha-nechtashim. If lo yan al-min nidchim, tom 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 tom. Harishona midamad bifne atzma, v'chavin la-chomesh, aval lo shniya. The first one, so that's really the Truma Doraisa. So if it gets mixed into another thing, we're going to see in the later Prakim, there's a whole sugi of Dimua, when Truma gets mixed with other things. So the first one makes Dimua. If it falls into less than 100, it makes everything usher. Only a coin could eat it. That's called Dimua. That's only the first one, because only the first one was Doraisa. The fact that Chazal made you be mafresh again, that doesn't make Dimua. V'chayvin alei chomesh, and the same thing, if a person, a zar, a non-kohen, eats it by mistake, he has to add a fifth. So, because that's real truma. That's a din Doraisa. V'lo shniya, the second one, even though it's Rabbanan, you don't have all these stringencies. Okay, so why were Chazal gozer here? Beforehand we said... Chazal were gozer, but I don't know why. Okay, Mishnah test. V'tomin shemen al zeitim anichbashim. You could be mafresh oil on olives that are being pickled, because that's called nigmara melachtam. That was the reason in the previous Mishnah, because it's eno nigmara melachtam. Because you didn't finish the work. Lechatchila, you should be mafresh for something that you finished the work on something else that you finished the work. Here, when you pickled it, so that's it, you finished it, it's a finished product. So even though, so you're mafresh from something better on something worse. Okay, that's nice of you. You're giving the coin oil on olives. Okay, he's getting a better deal, fine. So you could be mafresh shemen an zeitim nechbashim, v'yayin el anavim nasotan tzimukim, even though you're making raisins out of them. Harei shetaram shemen an zeitim nachila, v'zeitim an zeitim nachila, v'yayin el anavim nachila, v'anavim anavim nachila. Let's say he was mafresh, oil on olives, that he was planning on eating. So nigmara melachtam, he picked them, he's ready to eat them. And olives on olives, and wine on grapes, and grapes on grapes. And each time he thought he would eat all of them, benimnach ledochan, and then afterwards he changes his mind, he decides he's going to make these grapes into wine, he's going to make these olives into oil. So do you say, hey, you were mafresh from something bad on something good? Because lechatchila you shouldn't be mafresh from olives on oil. So we say no, because when he did it, that's what he thought he would do. You don't have to redo what you did, because when you were mafresh that, you thought you finished your work with them, so it's considered nigmaral nigmaral lachto. Mishnah Yod. So this is the rule that the last Mishnah was based on. You can't be mafresh from something that you finished the work, you flattened out the pile, on something that you didn't finish the work. Because the Torah says kadagan minago and mechamleah minayakev. You say it has to be from something finished, on something finished, not from something finished, on something that's not. Velom devar shlo nigmar melachto ad devar shnigmar melachto. Nor the inverse of that. Velom devar shlo nigmar melachto ad devar shnigmar melachto. Nor can you say, okay, I have two things that I didn't finish working with. I'll be mafresh from one another. That doesn't work either. V'im tamutu mtantu ma. Our Mishnah says that b'di'eved it is chal. The only exception is olives and grapes. Because there, it's a big loss to the coin. The difference between oil and olives, or wine and grapes, is big. So there, the truma is not chal. But in all other things, it is.
Wait a second. They're saying that someone who gathered in all his crops and tried to take truma off of that, including stuff that he hadn't gathered in yet, can't do that. Is that
what again? Again?
That if when he gathered in all his crops and he flattened it out.
Yeah.
He's trying to take truma from that, and also stuff that he's harvested but he hasn't gathered in and finished off.
The stuff that's finished, you can't be mafresh truma from that on the stuff that's not finished, or from the stuff that's not finished on that.
What's the stuff that's not finished?
That he didn't flatten out yet. He has crops out in the field. He has crops that he didn't finish making the piles with.
But he cut them.
Right. But because he didn't finish the work, that's called lo nigmera melachto. He didn't finish the work that has to be done with them. So you can't be mafresh from them on that on them, or them on them. Even them themselves. Meaning, let's say you have crops that you didn't finish their work. You can't be mafresh on them themselves.
So why do we have to say in the other Mishnah that you can't be mafresh from something that's disconnected to something that's connected?
It's a good question. It's a different limud, and it's going to have different ramifications. But technically, you're right. We encompass that with this.
Basically, right. What we're learning from this Mishnah is that you're only able to mafresh once it's all finished.
Right.
And only stuff that's already finished.
Right. But here we said over here, im tamutu matan tuma. Here, b'dieved, he was yodze. Meaning, if you were mafresh from something that's finished on something that's not finished, or from something that's not finished on something that's finished, b'dieved, it's yodze. It is truma. By mechuber, it's not. Okay, what we see here? We saw Mishnah Vav, that five people, their truma is b'dieved okay, but lechtchila they shouldn't do it. If he can't talk, he cannot discern because he's drunk or blind, he's naked or a bal keri, so he can't make a bracha. We said you shouldn't measure, and you shouldn't use instruments that are used for measurements, including a saw that's half a measurement, but other instruments you could film halfway or a third of the way, because that's not called measuring your truma. We said that you shouldn't be mafresh oil on olives that are still in the works, still being pressed, or grapes on wines that are being pressed. And if you were, so Chazal made a special knas that you have to be mafresh truma all over again, even though the first one, b'dieved, really was yotze. That's the mission and the end of the pair. But the chatchil Chazal said don't do it. We said you could be mafresh oil on olives that are being pickled, and wine on grapes that are being made into raisins. And if it happened that afterwards you were mafresh on olives, you thought you were going to eat them, and then you changed your mind to press them, that's okay, because when you did it, that's what you thought you'd do. And the last Mishnah said that things that you didn't finish their work, lechatchila, you shouldn't be mafresh on them, you shouldn't be mafresh them on something else, you shouldn't be mafresh them on themselves, but b'dieved, the truma is chal. Okay, so what do we see the first chapter? The first parak. One, we saw five people that their truma isn't even good b'dieved. People who don't have intellect, cheresh and shote, a minor, and someone who doesn't own it, or ovid kohar. Two, we saw that if he can't hear his blessing, he shouldn't be mafresh truma, but b'dieved it's chal, and that everywhere cheresh is one who can't hear or talk. Three, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda says a minor may be mafresh truma. Rabbi Yossi says only when he reaches the age of vows. Dalit. We said that if one was mafresh olives on oil and olives, so according to Beis Shammai, at least the part that was olives for olives is chal, and according to Beis Hillel, no, because you had in mind a one-shot deal, and it didn't work, so none of it's chal. Hey, you can't be mafresh from leket shikha peya, hefker, or maiser rishon that you took off the truma, but if you didn't, you could. And Maiser Sheni and Hegdish that were redeemed, but if it wasn't redeemed, that's obvious because it belongs to Hashem, this Tana holds. You can't be mafresh from something that's ripened enough, reached a third of its ripe, and it's chayev on something that's not, or vice versa. From something that's detached on something that's attached, or vice versa. From different years, or Eretz Yisrael Chutzlarts, and all of these even b'dieved. Five situations are b'dieved okay. One who can't talk, one who can't discern because he's blind or drunk, one who's naked or balkari, so he can't make a bracha. And that's the problem with an ilim, a mute. Zion, you're not allowed to measure, doesn't matter which form of measuring. You could be mafresh truma on something that's already been measured, but you can't measure the truma. You can't use an instrument, midrabanan, that's used for measurement, but you could use it half or a third full, because that's still an evaluation. And you can't be a se'ah as an instrument that has a marking on the halfway mark, so you shouldn't use that half full. You can't be mafresh oil on olives that are still in the press, or wine on grapes that are in the press, but b'dieved your yotze, chazal were gozer, do it again. The first one is dorais, and that's why that makes dimua, and your chayev a fifth if a non-coin ate it, not the second one, that's only drabanan. You could be mafresh olive on oils on olives that are pickled, or wine on grapes that are being made into raisins. If you were mafresh oil on olives or olives on olives because you thought you were going to eat the olives or the grapes, and then you change your mind to press them, that's kosher, because when you did it, it was a finished product. You thought you'd eat them as is. And finally, the Mishnah says you can't be mafresh from something that you finished the work on something that you didn't, or vice versa. You shouldn't be mafresh altogether from something shelo nigmara melachto, but b'di'eved the truma's chal.